Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A heavy rainfall May 3rd, May 8th, a lot of different May dates. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, to talk about it. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, sorry about that.
That's
hey,
right.
Good morning, Tommy. Sometimes I feel like slamming the phone like that.
Hey, you're probably talking bad about me. That's why you put it on mute, but I don't blame you. Hey, let's talk about the rain and what's coming tomorrow and next week and so forth. How did everything perform yesterday?
I think pretty good. You know, obviously we had some straight line winds. There's no indication of, any tornado activity, but straight line winds came through. Some reports 50 to 60 miles an hour, and we had some tree damage in Orleans, and we saw that also in neighboring parishes as well. So those are being addressed right now. I'd recommend any homeowner or anybody that sees tree damage in the city can call 311 and have Parson Parkways come in and address it as necessary. But the rain itself, we had some areas of street flooding around the city. Not uncommon when, we got about 3, almost 4 inches of rain in some areas of the city within about between, say, 10 a.m. and about noon. And so not uncommon, but from everything I saw, no pump or power issues. And they were able, to draw that water down within, a few hours of the afternoon, as per their procedure. So I'm always hesitant to say, but I will say I think we saw the worst of it yesterday. Today is going to be drier. And then tomorrow, there may be a hit or miss shower this afternoon in the area. But other than that, I think tomorrow is going to be another day. I don't think it will be like yesterday, but in particular in the afternoon from about noon to about 5, looking at some potential for some thunderstorms and another line coming through. And then Saturday and Sunday, there's also kind of a lesser elevated chance of that type of rain in the afternoon, too. I think we're in this cycle where, every 4 to 5 days we're going to get, at least some sort of pop up or small front moving through the area, and we're going to be getting our spring rain.
Do you know if any cars flooded yesterday? I don't think water got in any houses in Orleans Parish, did it?
No, nothing to that extent. I mean, obviously there are some ground level residences and businesses in areas that what we call severe repetitive flood properties that. We've been working over the years to try and elevate through programs with the federal government. Those are kind of on hold right now, but we're hoping to get those back. And nothing notable about house residence flooding or vehicle flooding.
When you talk about it, and I see what happened in Marrero with the straight line winds and the rain, and as I ask you this as the Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Something like that. There's nothing you can do. That's just the luck of the draw, right? Whether it happens in Marrero, that could have very easily have happened in the CBD yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. It all depends. And same with the rain, quite frankly. I mean, some areas on the West Bank these last 2 weeks that we've had rain have been getting a lot more. It seems like the flow either goes kind of north to the North Shore or a little south of the city, which, you know, is really luck of the draw. It's always tough when you're dealing with, you know, when the Weather Service is covering an area from Baton Rouge to the Mississippi counties. You know, it's a huge area, and really it is kind of luck of the draw on who is going to get it. And a lot of times they'll tell you very clearly, like, we're very confident that there's going to be a bad weather day tomorrow, but we're not as confident on the flow and which, you know, which communities in themselves are going to be impacted the most.
I know what I deal with just a couple of oak trees on a property, and I can't imagine how you guys go about keeping the catch basins clear, because again, when I went through it with Steve Nelson the other day, you know, where you got to, the water's got to get, it rains and it goes from the street, it's got to get into the drain and then go underground through the system into the canal, and it gets pumped out, and then the pumping station, of course, has the power and the pumps and so forth. But I don't know how y'all stay on top of the oak leaves. Do you have confidence that the water, that the drains are clear enough for the water to drain through with all the oak leaves and everything else in the city?
I do. You know, there's something to the order of 17 or 18,000 storm drains in the city, mm-hmm. or maybe even more. And so keeping a regular maintenance cycle on those is something that, you know, Steve and I have talked about, and, you know, what that looks like. And I think more investment needs to be made into that, because what happens is, you know, we'll get an event like this, and then that brings down a lot of leaves from the trees with these winds, and then the trucks have to go out and start knocking out 311 calls and immediate issues that they know exist after a storm, and then that puts them potentially further behind with just the preventive side of going out and trying to touch every one of these storm drains in the city. You know, it's a daunting task.
Let me
take
a break.
That's why we ask for the public to help as much as we can. We're not asking people to strain themselves. We're not asking people to, you know, dig down inside or in any way open up these storm drains and try and clean them. We're really just asking for, when you see debris, when you see leaves and things like that covering the grate, to you know, help us out with that and you know, pick it up if they can with a rake or a broom. Just something to clear those out to make sure that at least the grates are clean.
And a quick word about lawn companies, because I get texts about this constantly, blowing the clippings into the drain.
Yeah. I mean, anything you're putting in there that shouldn't go in there, and that's, you know, everything from leaves to sand. One of the issues with doing sandbags during hurricane season is they typically tend to get left out. The bag wears away, and then the sand ends up in the storm drains. And then the other things, you know, crawfish water, motor oil, everything else that can potentially get in there. People cleaning out their garbage cans and dumping the water down the storm drain. Those are the things that, you know, we really ask the public, please do not do, because it does affect that system.
Now let's talk about, when we come back, the maintenance of cleaning the drains out and so forth, and how confident are you heading in a hurricane season. We're talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. Before you know it, it's going to be hurricane season. I hate to tell you that. Today is May 8th, 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:58, 2 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, about the rain yesterday and what's forecast for tomorrow, about catch basins. Colin, somebody texted in, if you take the cover off of a catch basin, the pit is massive, meant to hold huge amounts of leaves and dirt with no impact on drainage. The design is very good. The entire system is designed to be self-scouring like your toilet and house pipes. Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know if the entire pit is meant for debris, but you know, I think it's meant to hold a certain amount of water. I don't know enough about it to say, but I will say that I got a text from Steve Nelson while we were on break saying, hey, what are you doing? There's 72,000 catch basins, which I knew when I said 17. Mm-hmm. As soon as I said it, I was thinking of the fire hydrants, which is a whole other project we're working on right now since the fires in L.A. And making sure that we're addressing every fire hydrant in the city as well. So it's a never-ending kind of cycle of trying to maintain a very large system in a city.
But quickly, so, going back to the cars and everything that they pulled out of the drainage system and so forth, and the canals and all of that stuff, that maintenance is ongoing, so you're confident that everything will work properly? as we had in hurricane
always.
Season?
And I think that pumping down the canals before these type of events when we have a notice is a huge help because it gives that water somewhere to go and at least collect in the meantime until we can get it pumped out to the lake or pumped to the river, depending on where the system is, and then it really does help. And so I know that they are very much, when they have the ability within a day or two to get those pumps, canals,
you know,
pumped down.
Gotcha.